you know the Marian Latin sisters? In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sanctus. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Regina, missionariarum caritatis, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Suppose we go on, sisters, to question 1097 on page 216. Is there economic inequality among nations? And the answer is, it is notorious. Its causes are abusive and even usurious financial systems, iniquitous commercial relations among nations, and the arms. Am I being heard, sisters?
No.
Question. Is there economic inequality among nations? And the answer is, it is notorious. Its causes are abusive and even usurious financial systems, iniquitous commercial relations among the nations, and the arms race. Anybody here from Brazil? Brazil? Do you know what the national debt of Brazil is? National debt. What Brazil owes to other countries.
National debt?
Yes.
No.
200 billion. And the rich countries, they will sell, they will give all kinds of things to other nations, and then, of course, they'll put them in debt. And this was the Holy Father, and this year, he's calling a meeting in Rome of world leaders to cancel. The national debts of all nations. Countries are enslaved, and sisters, I have to say it, and India is one of those countries. They control the nation, India, because of the billions of dollars that India owes to other countries and provide India with what she needs. Do rich countries have an obligation to assist poor nations? Yes. The obligation stems from human solidarity and charity. When the prosperity of rich nations is a result of injustice in paying for the resources out of justice, when I was in my studies after ordination in Rome, one of my Jesuit confreres was a priest from France. He told me that our social scientists And that was in the 1950s, over 40 years ago. He said, our social scientists have found out the whole country of France could be supported adequately on how much you in the United States waste every year. Question 1100. What is the vocation of the laity? The laity are to animate the temporal realities with Christian commitment, by which they show that they are witnesses and agents of peace and justice. In other words, the lay people are sisters. And I can tell you this, because people know that I am working with teaching the missionaries of charity. And they urge me, they plead with me. They tell me, John, would you please, please tell the missionaries of charity, of course, to continue doing their work of Christian charity. Oh, please, tell them they should do whatever they can to stop the injustice in so many countries and of so many countries. Injustice. Frank is not here. Oh, Frank, come in. We are talking about the seventh commandment. Now, would you say that in Asia, whether in mainland China or elsewhere, there are people who work at a very minimal wage to provide, for example, for countries like the United States? Then Frank shook his head, and so many things that are then used by the wealthy nations are made by people in poorer countries at a very minimal salary. Am I correct, Frank?
Yes, Father.
I just thought I didn't know you were that close by. Thank you, Frank.
I could hear
everything. Now, Question 1101. What is the Church's doctrine on our love for the poor? His doctrine is founded on the teaching of Christ, and thus we are told six things. And this, remember, is for everyone. Jesus Christ will recognize his own elect by what they have done for the poor. We are Christ's chosen people insofar as we help the poor. Second, the Church's love for the poor is part of our revealed tradition. It stems from the Beatitudes, from Christ's own poverty, and from his attention to the poor. Christ, when God became man, he was born in a stable. Sisters, how many of you were born in a barn or a stable?